I'd been dancing for about 2 months when I met David. Well, at least that's what he called himself. You never know with the guys that come into the club. I strip for a living. I do pole dance, lap dance, stage performances. I love it. There's nothing quite like the feeling that you get when a man is watching you, handing over his hard-earned money just to see you naked. Say what you want, but it's put me through college, and I loved every second of it. David had been watching me all night. He's a decent tipper. He's consistent and generous. Not too bad looking either. So when he waved me over for a lap dance, I took his 20 and told him it would get him 2 songs. He just nodded and blushed a little. I wasn't sure why until the music started and I straddled him, pressing my bare pussy into his crotch, grinding into him. Now, I'm used to the feeling of a guy's cock getting hard. I mean, that's kind of the point, right? But this time, I felt something different. Something hard. Not like a cock, but something much less forgiving than flesh. I asked if he had something in his pocket, and he shook his head no. His cheeks were flushed, and he was clearly embarrassed. I was trying to figure out exactly what was going on. Maybe some sort of medical device? Some sort of prosthetic? He handed me a folded piece of paper, which I opened and read after the second dance. I wasn't sure what to make of it at first. All it said was, "I'm locked in chastity. Please feel free to tease me mercilessly." I have to confess, I was intrigued. I've heard of chastity cages, but I had never seen one in person. And now I'd felt one, which was actually starting to turn me on a bit. I took him by the hand and brought him back to one of the private rooms. I just wanted to see it. And standing there, red-faced and squirming, he lowered his pants and then his underwear, and standing in front of me was a man with his cock locked in a steel cage. I could see it was swelling and bulging inside the cage, and I asked if it was painful. He blushed a little more and nodded. I stepped closer and smiled, leaning in close and whispering in his ears, "Mercilessly, huh?" I heard him inhale sharply before whispering, "Yes, miss." I reached down and cupped his balls, which felt swollen, and I squeezed them, eliciting some moans and whimpers. "I love teasing," I told him, "but you know where you are, and nothing is free. You understand that, right?" He nodded again, and I had him sit in a chair. He fished out his wallet and offered me a crisp $100 bill, which I gladly took from his hand. "Rule number one," I told him, "no touching." I watched him close his eyes and inhale again before wordlessly nodding. For the next 20 minutes, I danced for him, played with his caged cock, teasing him and letting him get so close to my pussy he could feel my body heat. I watched as his cock grew more and more tortured in its cage. I saw in his eyes a mixture of agony and pleasure, fear and desire. The more I teased him, the more his cock strained and twitched in its cage. I smothered his face in my tits. I pressed my naked, bare, wet pussy against his cage, teasing him with what he couldn't have. And when our time was up, I asked him a few questions. I wanted to know more. I wanted to know everything, and he told me. He told me how he loved to be locked away and teased, how much the frustration excited him and turned him on. He loved how inaccessible I was, tormenting him, but never anything more. He confessed to dreaming of this day, watching me for weeks, hoping that he might be brave enough to reveal his darkest fantasy to me. He also told me that when he got home, the first thing he was going to do was unlock himself and masturbate, remembering every detail from the day. Of course, nothing about that was terribly surprising. I asked if he had the key with him, and he told me that he didn't. He was afraid that if he did, at some point, he might just go off to the bathroom and unlock himself. I told him that next time he came in, I wanted him to bring the key. His eyes widened. And he responded, "Yes, miss." It was a few days later when he returned. This time, instead of sitting back and watching, he approached me immediately. I had a few other dances already lined up, so I told him to just wait and watch. It was fun seeing him squirm as I teased and tantalized other men in the club. When I was done, I approached him and I asked him if he was locked. He nodded. "And the key?" I asked. He nodded and handed me a small envelope containing two keys, which I had come to learn was standard with most chastity devices. I looked at him and smiled again, waiting for him to offer me something for my time, which he did. Another crisp $100 bill, which bought him another 20 minutes in the VIP room. Pants down, underwear off, caged, and teased again, just as he requested, mercilessly. That was the day I created the Key Club. After our first meeting, of course, I told all the other girls. And, as I expected, they were just as intrigued as I had been. Teasing a man in chastity sounded like so much fun to them, and I came up with the perfect idea. I explained to David. I was going to take his key and give it to one of the girls working that night. There were 12 of us working, and everyone was excited to be a part of the new game. One of the girls would hold the key, and the only way he is getting it back is by buying private lap dances. The trick was, he could only get dances from 5 girls. But if he selected the right girl, he'd win his key back. If he didn't, he'd have to go home locked and try again the next night. Of course, by then it would be a whole different group of women and a different key holder for the night. We'd formed the Key Club as a way to keep track of things. Some nights, he would get lucky and win back his key. Other times, the game would go on for days, even weeks. More than a few times, he would run out of cash and he couldn't pay. We'd have the bouncers kick him out. He must have mentioned the game somewhere online because eventually we had men showing up, locked in chastity, wanting to join the game. Within a few months, there were a dozen regulars, all getting us to lock them up and tease them until they picked the right girl. Of course, the best part was that every girl in the club claimed to have their key. There were no restrictions on lying about that, which just made it even more fun. The look of disappointment when they realized that they had been tricked, especially on their last dance, when they realized they were going to go home locked and frustrated for the next 24 hours. It's been so much fun, and the girls all love it. A few of them even locked up their boyfriends now, adding a little spice to their sex lives. And as for David, right now he has been locked up for 5 weeks. Chelsea is holding his key tonight. He's having a really hard time with his chastity, and he told me it's really starting to affect him. It's all he can think about. The desperation, the frustration, wanting to come back to the club, begging for all of us to keep making it worse for him. I just found out that he's down to his last 100 for the month, and it's only the 10th. I confessed to him that I didn't have his key, but I couldn't tell him who did. He smiled and blushed more as he always did and told me he didn't care. It was his last $100, and he wanted to spend it with me, even if that meant staying locked up for the rest of the month. I smiled as he handed me a crisp $100 bill, just as he had before, his hands shaking a little this time. I took it before I guided him back to the VIP room. He said one last thing, Please, he added, be merciless. And I was.